Back again in the October 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, and special guest, at least for part of the next segment, Beadle County Commission Chair Rick Benson. And Rick, thanks so much for coming in and talking about the issues with the roads here across the county.
Thanks for having me.
I know, Mike, you had some questions you wanted to continue with from the last segment.
I do. First, I'm going to say happy Halloween again to everybody. You keep forgetting that. You should mention it every time we come back.
We got scolded during the break about talking about...
Oh, man, that's true. And he's my boss. We got to listen to Rick. You know, he's the chair of the
commission. You need to listen to Rick. I just need to keep you on task, which is a difficult thing to do. I'm sure you're well aware of it.
I certainly am.
All right, let's move on.
Oh, now he wants to get down to business.
Let's get down to business. Let's talk some wheel tax. So how many miles of road is there in Beadle County?
County roads?
Yes.
Yeah, there is 573 miles of county road. 218 miles is hard surface, and 355 miles are gravel.
And do you know, as compared to other counties in the state, is that pretty similar? Or, I mean, obviously, based on the size of the county, Beadle County isn't as big as some of the counties West River, but it's a fairly big county for East River counties.
I guess I don't know the answer to that specifically. I would guess that we're probably average in the eastern part of the state.
And the state doesn't set up any system that the county gets paid based on how many miles of road in the county, or do they?
No. Basically, most of the revenue for the maintenance of our roads comes from license plate fees and registration fees, and also the fees that do come in for that are not sufficient, and we actually have to supplement our highway department with about $1.1 million per year out of the general fund.
And that would be general fund is basically property tax dollars?
Correct.
And do you know what the operating budget of the highway department is?
It's about a third of the total county budget, and our budget for 2016 is about $11 million. So it would be a little over $3 million.
Okay. And so this wheel tax that you're proposing would raise about $300,000. So that's about 10% or 8% of that budget?
Yes. It will raise an additional $300,000. Right, our existing wheel tax raises about $200,000, and this would raise an additional $300,000. So,
and I think the important part about that you talked a little bit about, but that you said that you put this opt out money. We've had a $300,000 opt out for the last couple of years. That all goes basically directly to the highway department, and the wheel tax proposal that's up for vote would replace that opt-out?
Well, we're hopeful that it will, yes.
And that money would then give you the ability to better leverage state dollars, is that?
Right. We've been told that the money that's available as a result of Senate Bill 1 for bridge rehab and replacement, that our ability to obtain some of those funds will be enhanced by increasing our wheel tax. So that is the main reason why the commission decided to go ahead and try and raise it. And we knew it would be a controversial issue, but we felt that it was something that we had to do.
Right, and what you mean by leveraging different dollars, so we have opt-out money going in there in a similar amount of what the wheel tax money is, but the wheel tax money would actually give the county the ability to leverage that. For every dollar collected on the wheel tax, we might be able to leverage that into $2 or $3 of state money or federal money to help with the bridges.
Well, yeah, we're hopeful that we can leverage it for this bridge improvement money from the state.
And the way that Senate Bill 1 was set out, the opt-out money or property tax money really isn't, you can't be used to leverage that additional money from the state.
Correct. What Senate Bill 1 did is it increased the gas tax in the state by 6 cents a gallon. However, all that money goes to the state, and the only money from that the counties are going to get potentially is this part of this $15 million that is being put into this bridge improvement plan.
Right, and I think that's a good thing to point out, too, is that the county doesn't have the ability to get gas tax money.
Correct. In a lot of ways, a gas tax money is probably more fair, a gas tax, than any other type of a tax, because it's a use tax. And personally, myself, I would like to see gas tax money come back to the counties to assist us with maintaining our roads and bridges.
And with over 500 miles of road, I mean, we don't nearly have that many miles of state highway or even federal highway within Beetle County, do we?
Correct. We've got Highway 14 crossing. That's a federal highway going east-west through the state, 281 going north-south, and then we've got State Highway 37 going north and south. So
the only time, like, for me as a resident of Beetle County that I'm helping the county support its roads is when I go register my vehicle or when I pay my property tax.
Correct.
And so when I'm getting gas at the gas pump, it doesn't help the county at all?
No.
Now, it might if we can leverage this extra money.
Correct. That money originates from the gas tax. The increase that was part of Senate Bill 1.
And what have you heard around as the opponents or the criticism of you or the county? And why would you say this is so controversial?
Well, part of it is people that own multiple vehicles. Let's say collectors that collect, whether it be a motorcycle or vintage cars or whatever, they don't drive them all the time. And yet, they will be subject to this wheel tax. However, I guess I look at it like, the more you own, the more you pay. And we've also had some criticism, people stating that, well, I don't drive on county roads, so why should I pay a wheel tax to support county roads? And I guess my answer to that is that not all of us have children in our school system. However, a majority of our property taxes that we pay goes to our schools, and it's for the betterment of our community. And it's for the betterment of Beetle County to have good roads. Since I've been on the commission, we actually had a bridge fail up at Lake Byron. I'm going to say hours, but it might have even been minutes after a school bus crossed the bridge. It collapsed, and I guess I don't want to be in that position as a commissioner where we have lawsuits, et cetera, and potential loss of life because we're not doing our part in maintaining our infrastructure.
Right, and that infrastructure, the better the infrastructure, the better the value of the land, the better it benefits the person that owns that land. I mean, obviously, if you own some land and there's no road to it, your land's not worth much. But if there's a township road or a county road to it, it's worth a lot more that way.
That's right, and it also assists in drawing new industry into the state, ag industry, whether it be grain elevators or feeding operations or whatever. They need good roads to support those types of businesses.
And let's get to the brass tacks of this thing. What do you ask? I mean, what would be the impact on a person that owns a vehicle? How much more would they be paying in their wheel tax for
one vehicle? Well, if you have one car, your wheel tax is going to go from $8 to $20. So in other words, from $2 per wheel, four wheels, to $5 per wheel, times four is $20. So it's a 250% increase in what you're paying now.
So it'd basically be
$12 increase
per vehicle.
Per vehicle,
unless you own a vehicle with more than four wheels.
Right.
For a motorcycle, that would be going from $4 to $10?
Correct.
And I just did, you know, and we had talked about this before, and I did some figuring for myself. And one thing that you guys have been consistent about is that this wheel tax is supposed to replace the opt-out and will as we, if it passes as we go forward. I know we couldn't do that this year because of the timing, but the my calculation on the opt-out is that for it's 0.167 or for it's for every $100,000 in value, it's like $16.70. Is that your understanding?
Right.
So my, if I have a house that's valued at $100,000, my property tax is going to go down $16.70 if the opt-out's not in place. But correct. But my vehicle would go up $12.
Right.
So it would be a net gain to me if I only own one vehicle of $4. I mean, I would be better off next year by, I'd be paying $4 less in tax.
With the new wheel tax and without the opt-out.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. I think that's, you know, that's some good information for people to have. And like you said, taxes are a lot of times based on what you own and, you know, property tax is based on your value. In a lot of cases, a wheel tax you pay per wheel on the number of vehicles you own. And I think that's good for the voter to understand when they go in and make a decision, and understand also the opponent's views that people that own a lot of vehicles are obviously going to be paying, you know, more in wheel tax. But people that own, like me, I figured that out for my family, and I think I'm going to have a net savings in that, you know, be with the wheel tax. And And the other thing that I don't think that maybe you said this, but the wheel tax money, you don't have any choice. It has to go to the highway department. Is that right?
Correct.
So you can't, say the highway department gets flushed for some miracle, you can't transfer that back to the county.
Well, I don't foresee that happening if they're going to get flushed. So, but that's true. The wheel tax, 100% of that goes to our highway department in the county.
Before we take a break here, Rick, I just wanted to go back to the gas tax for a little bit. Was expanding the gas tax to include and go to the counties, was that talked at all when they were discussing Senate Bill 1 that you recall or perhaps not?
Yes. You know, Senate Bill 1, of course, being number one, was the first bill that was introduced in the legislature last session, and I'm not so sure that it wasn't one of the last that was approved. You know, it also at one time included a tax on dyed diesel, which is, you know, diesel that for off-road use that the farmers use, and there was a strong lobbying effort to eliminate that out of the bill.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the best thing is for the voters to be informed, and that's why we asked Rick to come on, and I appreciate the fact that he came on the show. And we try to stay as neutral as we can and just say, here's the facts. And I think another thing for the voters to look at if they were interested is go back and look at Senate Bill 1 and what they talked about in the legislature. And they talked about the gas tax and giving that to the counties and how they want counties to step up and you know, and kind of pay their own way. I mean, all that was discussed during the negotiations of the Senate Bill 1. And I think it would be worth, you know, if voters haven't made up their mind or indecisive, they think, you know, whether they think negative about the wheel tax or positive for it, you know, go listen to that and see what the, you know, find out what the county's problems are, what they need to do, and listen to what the opponents have to say. And, you know, and hopefully we can work together and find a solution. But the legislature thinks they did that in Senate Bill 1, and that's why they passed it. And now it kind of puts the onus back onto the counties to do their part. And I think that's what the commission is trying to do. And like any good thing in America, it's up to the voters. So we'll see what they do on November 3rd.
Absolutely. Yep, I encourage everyone to get out and vote, whether you're for it or against. So,
Beadle County Commission Chair Rick Benson. Rick, thanks so much for the time and coming into the show. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. You're listening to the October 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.